From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Profits in the banking industry are plunging. Now there's word that the FDIC, that's the institution that insures banks, may need some help of its own. Marketplace's Bob Moon is here now. And Bob, first tell us about these latest losses for the banks. How bad is it?
Well, Madeline, this is the way the head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation put it at her news conference. Quite frankly, the results were pretty dismal. Well, that may be an understatement. She was talking about the banking industry, which saw profits plunge 86% in the most recent quarter of the year. Now, today we have this data from the U.S. Office of Thrift Supervision that shows savings and loans lost $5.4 billion in the second quarter, and they set aside a record amount, $14 billion, to cover expected losses from bad mortgage and other loans. The FDIC reported yesterday that the combined banks and thrifts it insures set aside more than $50 billion to cover losses. And that's also a record. By way of comparison, these thrifts that reported those losses of more than $5 billion were in the red just $627 million during the previous quarter. And a year ago, they were reporting net profits of nearly $4 billion.
So a startling turnaround. Any sign, though, that this is the bottom and that things might be improving?
So far, 9 U.S. banks have failed this year, and most analysts don't see any indication that either the housing market or the credit crisis have hit bottom yet. In fact, there's a respected company based in the U.K. It's called Bagby's Trainer. It specializes in insolvency issues and corporate rescue and recovery. And that firm has just issued a research note suggesting that there could be, get this, an average of 100 small banks failing in the U.S. each year for the next 3 years. And their note calls that far from inconceivable. The data released yesterday by the FDIC, by the way, showed 117 banks and thrifts are now considered to be in trouble. And the FDIC warned that conditions will worsen, although it did say a majority of U.S. banks will be able to weather the storm. 98% still have an adequate stockpile of money by the regulator's standards.
Well, let's talk more about the FDIC. It obviously is the insurer of banks of deposits up to $100,000. But with all these banks in trouble, is the FDIC in trouble?
Well, at this point, the FDIC hasn't had to borrow any money from the Treasury, but its chairwoman says she won't rule out that possibility. It would be a temporary means of covering the cost of quickly reimbursing depositors and then would be paid right back to the Treasury once the bank's assets would be liquidated.
Thank you, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.